Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Talk with Lawrence J. King. From coast to coast, across the nation, Lawrence is an internationally known six-time published author. Book Talk highlights published authors from the local, regional, national, and international scene, as well as showcasing musicians and people of interest in a positive and productive way. Give a rockin' warm welcome to your host, Lawrence J. King.
All right. This is Lawrence J. King in the house at Book Talk Radio. And today, yes, ladies and gentlemen, today it is my privilege to have with me Tej Matai. He is an author. He's a young author. He's only 14 years old. I mean, this kid's got it going on. So we're going to have him on our show today to talk about his life, you know, how this all transpired, you know, awesome, wonderful things. He likes to ride horses. He likes to play the piano. He likes to do karate. Yeah, so, I mean, he's well-rounded. He's only 14 years old, and that is hands down amazing. And so without further ado, let's bring him onto our show and get this going on so we can get into details about his life, his book, and what's going on with him current day. Welcome to Book Talk Radio, Tej. How you doing? Are you there?
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yes, amazing. So, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's a privilege. So, tell us, our listening audience, how this all transpired for you growing up, what inspired you to write these books, and what's going on with you these days?
Well, you know, what inspired me to write, when I was 6 years old, I just got into, like, you know, building Legos, and I had a bunch of sets around the house. And, you know, me and my little brother, Meher, we would play with them, and we'd make up stories with them, you know, build the stuff and, you know, play with the little figures. And over time, I began to write, you know, those stories down in big notebooks to, you know, sort of preserve the memory. And I thought of it as a creative way to, you know, preserve those memories that me and him made together. So that's how we started to write, and, you know, as I started to read longer chapter books in school and, you know, in the library, I began to sort of reflect that in my writing and began to write longer stories. So, you know, that's how I got my start in writing. And nowadays, I've published 2 books so far, you know, both for the same series, and, you know, I'm working on my third book in the series called, it's going to be called Infinity, The World of Darkness. So, you know, that's where I'm at these days. I'm continuing to write, and, you know, I'm still going at it.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that's hands down amazing. You're only 14 years old, and I don't know any authors that are 14 years old. I mean, come on. I mean, you got it going on. So is this fame going to your head, or, you know, like in school, do people, you know, go, oh, man, that's the dude. You know, how's that working out celebrity status-wise?
Well, you know, I get acknowledged for, like, some random people, random kids come up. It's like, oh, you're the kid that wrote the book. I'm like, yeah. And then they'll say, like, you know, good job. But I don't really, I still feel like, you know, an old kid, you know, I don't feel like a big time celebrity or anything. But, you know, people acknowledge that, and, you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I'm an author myself, a 10-time published author. And it feels good to have people, you know, at least acknowledge you and go, you know, because I go to places, you know, drink coffee some places, and people go, wow, that's Larry. I'm like, okay, whatever he did, it wasn't me. It was my evil twin, you know. So, but at any rate, so you like to ride horseback riding, and you like to do karate, and you like to play the piano. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I've been doing piano since I was in sixth or fifth grade. And, you know, karate, I started around 2 years back. And then horse riding, I started, you know, last year. But lately, I haven't been going that much, you know, due to coronavirus and all the pandemic stuff going around. So,
I understand that. Yeah, I used to teach martial arts over in Europe many, many moons ago. Way of the feet and hands, Korean karate. So do you practice at home a lot? Because now the coronavirus is, you know, there, and you can't get to sessions and things. Do you practice at home?
Well, nowadays they're doing Zoom classes for my school, for my karate school. So, you know, I just do it at home. You know, it's shorter class, but, you know, you still get all the practice in. So, you know, and since I'm a red one, it's more advanced. So I have to, you know, practice a little more.
I understand that. Yeah, no pain, no gain. So give us the names of all your books and where can we get those books at this time?
Okay, so my first book is called Infinity, The Secret of the Diamonds. It was self-published in December 2018. And then that's available on Amazon, and it's also available on Kindle. So, and then my second book is called Infinity, The Rise of the Mandroids. That's available on Amazon as well, but we're still working to get it on Kindle. And I don't think we have it in any brick-and-mortar stores as of now, but, you know, we're working to get that in brick-and-mortar stores as well.
Awesome. So, yeah, break it down for us a little bit, I mean, without spilling the whole beans about the books. You know, get into the books a little bit and tell us, you know, tell us what's going on in these journeys with your books.
Okay, so my first book, it takes place in present time in New York City, and it's about this 18-year-old guy. His name is Jack, and he lives with his dad and his uncle in a, you know, New York City apartment. So his dad and his uncle are both astrophysicists and scientists. So, you know, his dad creates this machine that can access sort of like rift tunnels that can, you know, lead through space and time and create sort of shortcuts and tunnels. So, you know, the machine uses this energy, and it sort of drives Jack's dad into sort of a paranoid state. So while Jack and his uncle are, you know, sort of working to help Sam out with his research, Jack meets this reconnaissance team from space called the Infinity Corps, and their job is to protect these five diamonds that helped create the galaxy. So, you know, that's basically what the book is about. And, you know, then this big tyrant comes onto Earth and they have to fight against him.
Nice. So in your third book, upcoming, is it going to be the same people, different characters?
Yeah, it's going to be mostly the same people, but there's a couple of characters that I added in just to, you know, spice things up. And it's going to be a much longer book since, you know, I took more time. I had more ideas for it. So, you know, it's going to be way longer.
Nice. I bet your parents are proud of you.
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah, they really helped out a lot with all the publishing and the editing. So, you know, it's great to have them on board with this.
Awesome. So do you give back to the community when you sell your books and things?
No, yes, I do. I have donated the proceeds from both of my books to Valley Children's Hospital, which is basically a, you know, children's hospital that's centralized in the California Central Valley. So, you know, I donated the proceeds last October, and, you know, I hope to do more of sort of that stuff in the future. So that's my plan with the proceeds.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a good thing to do, you know, give back. And it's like one hand washes the other, karma, all that good stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So your parents, so they helped you out in many ways with the editing and things of this book.
Yeah.
How does that – go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay. So, you know, they helped out a lot. Like, you know, my mom, she is, you know, my main sort of network person. Like, you know, she gets a bunch of contacts, people she knows, and she sort of like helps me interconnect with other authors and, you know, doctors that she knows. So it's she's a really helpful networker. And my dad, he also helped a lot with sort of editing the book, like looking for errors. And he also helped with, you know, fixing up the cover design a little bit after our sort of main editor, you know, looked through it and created the cover and, you know, looked for errors in it. So he's a big more on the, you know, actual book. Yeah.
Nice. And prior to our interview, I got some information about you and things. So you were inspired by your grandfather, if I'm right. Is that correct?
No, my grandmother, actually. So I showed her the very first draft for my first book, Infinity, The Secret of the Diamonds. So I showed it to her, and she was the one who really liked it. She said, this thing is worthy of being published. But at that time, I didn't really take it seriously because, you know, I was just a beginning author. But then later on, we started to consider it when my mom's friend, Niv, who's a published author and a 2-time bestselling poet on Amazon, she came over to our house and I showed her the manuscript. And she was the one who really got us all the other editors and the cover designer. And so both of them really, like, helped with, you know, getting me to be a published author.
So what does a normal day look like for you, Tosh? You go to school and things. Take us through a normal day in the life of you.
Well, you know, nowadays I just, you know, go to sleep at around, I don't know, 10:30-ish. And then, you know, wake up. Have breakfast, you know, whatever, the normal stuff. Then I'll, you know, do whatever school stuff I have to, you know, I'll, if I'm preparing for something like this, like an interview, I'll, you know, type something up, some outline and look through it a little bit. And then, you know, I'll work on my book, whatever project I'm working on right now. And, you know, I'll play guitar a little bit. And, you know, I picked up the guitar like very recently, so I'm still, you know, going at it. You know, I'll practice piano. And then, you know, if it's, you know, super hot outside, I'll go swimming. You know, eat dinner, watch some movies, watch a show, you know, with my brother and my family. And then, you know, just it's pretty much it nowadays. But, I mean, if it were school, then I would be, you know, more busy with schoolwork. But, you know.
Sounds like you're busy, busy, busy. So do you have any upcoming book signing events in the works or in the making at this moment?
We don't have anything planned because, you know, the coronavirus, but we're probably going to have some after all this is over, like once they develop a vaccine and, you know, it starts to become, you know, more like the coronavirus rate starts to decrease more. So we'll probably have something then, you know.
Are you currently going to school?
Next Monday, I'll be doing online school. So, you know, I'm not physically going to school.
Nice. And is that option there for everyone?
Not in Modesto, no, because it's mainly online school.
I understand. So plug your books again, the titles, where people can pick them up, and things of that nature.
Okay, so the first one is called Infinity, The Secret of the Diamonds. The second one is called Infinity, The Rise of the Mandroids. And both of them can be found on Amazon. So, you know, just type the name in and it will be there.
How many books have you sold since you've been doing this?
Around like 300-ish, but I haven't checked recently. So, you know, I'll have to check again, but, you know, I don't really know for sure.
Awesome. Do you do better at book signing events or by them being sold on Amazon?
I'd say book signing events because, you know, the signature comes with it. So, you know, I think more people would buy.
Yeah, good answer. I'm the same guy. I do better. I'm the best marketing tool I've got. When I set up my books, it's like a peacock. All my books are a different color, so it automatically draws people in. And once I get an opportunity to talk to you, something will speak to you. So, yeah, hands down, personal marketing is the best way to go. Have you ever thought about marketing at coffee shops and things in your area?
No, but that sounds sort of like a good idea, actually.
It is a good idea. And here's another awesome idea that would sound totally off the chain retarded. But I made $5,000 with this idea. It was a local gas station. They let me set up at the gas station, and people just came and went. And they saw me with my peacock and my books. Colors, and they just came over and they just bam, bam, bam. I made $5,000 just sitting at a gas station. Can you believe it?
Wow, that is cool. I should try that.
you should try it. Yeah, just call them up and say, hey, this is me, dude. And, you know, I'd like to do a book signing event. People would not think of that. But when you're selling books, it's all about foot traffic. It doesn't matter where it is, as long as you've got a stream of foot traffic, you're going to sell.
Yeah.
And that's what us authors are all about. We're out here to help each other market, help each other network, learn some things from each other, you know. And you're an established author. I still can't get over that. You're 14 years old. That is amazing. That is amazing, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are your futuristic goals, if I might ask?
Well, you know, I plan on continuing to write. I'm planning on making the Infinity series a 5-book series and, you know, dabbling in more science fiction stuff. You know, definitely going to college, you know, studying something in like medicine or science. And, you know, that's my plan for the near future, but, you know.
So you're going to drop the author status and become a doctor?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe authoring can just be like a side thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, this is amazing. This is awesome. I've never had a person that as young as you are that I know of, an author on my show or anywhere else. I mean, that sounds like I'm more excited about it than you are. But, I mean, it's way cool, dude. Way cool. So,
yeah,
let's do another round of plugging your books. The name, the titles, where you can get them.
Okay, so the first one is called Infinity, The Secret of the Diamonds. The second one is called Infinity, The Rise of the Androids. So both of them you can get on Amazon. The first one you can get on Kindle as well.
Okay. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So when you're writing, do you set a block of time aside, or it just comes to you and you make time when it hits you, you know, it flows? How do you write? I mean, different authors have different approaches.
Yeah, well, I mean, usually in the evenings, I'll just sit down with my computer and, you know, I'll just have some music on and I'll just write until, you know, sort of like I'm like fresh out for the day. And then the next day I'll do the same thing. And, you know, that's how I write. You know, I just write in specific blocks that I sort of like, you know, map out or, you know, organize in my head. So that's how I sort of schedule my writing.
Do you physically write and then put it on the computer, or do you put it straight on the computer?
Well, when I first started writing, I used to write it like physically and then I used to type it. But nowadays I'm just typing it straight on the computer.
I understand. Well, you know, different authors, they do it different ways. A lot of people, they'll speak it onto a tape or something. You know, it doesn't matter. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no good or bad or wrong or right. It is what it is. And so tell us about your town there. What size is it? Where is it located exactly?
Well, Modesto, it's about an hour east of San Francisco. It's in the middle. It's in the middle of Central Valley, and you know, it's around like 100,000 people, probably more. Okay, yeah, 200,000 probably. You know, George Lucas was born here, actually, the creator of Star Wars. So that's why, you know, Star Wars has had such a big influence on me, because, you know, I knew George Lucas was from Modesto and, you know, I love Star Wars. So the two sort of paired up, and that's why I actually wanted to write in sci-fi. So, you know, Modesto sort of like played into my writing.
Nice. So that's a big town then, 200,000 people plus maybe. Yeah, you should have major opportunities there, coffee shops, gas stations, any place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So do you think this COVID virus is going to hinder your book sales in the near future, or is it going to be okay?
Well, since most of my book sales are coming, nowadays they're coming from online, I think it'll be good. But if I were to be, you know, selling them, you know, targeting foot traffic, then I think it would be less. But since I'm doing mostly online, it'll be good for the next couple of months, maybe until the coronavirus stops.
I understand. Yeah, that's a bad hair day for everybody, I tell you.
A real bad
hair day. So.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do going forward? Do you plan on writing about, you know, 4 or 5 more books, or getting in movies, TV? What's your plans?
Well, you know, I'm still writing, you know, planning on finishing the series. And then I was thinking of doing a set of miniature stories based off of my original Infinity series. That's my next thing after I finish the series. But after that, really, I've been thinking about, you know, movies or TV shows. I mean, no, that was like, you know, when I was really little, I was first starting off, I was like, I'm going to be a movie director. But now I'm sort of more into writing because, you know, movie directing, that's more in the future for me. So nowadays I'm just sticking to writing.
I understand. Yeah, there's a lot of hard work goes into that. People don't realize being an author, just writing is a lot of work, and being an author is a lot of work. So I published 10 books and working on a couple more as we speak. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there's not enough hours in the day. Life goes on and things like that. So fairs in the world and things?
You know, I watch the news, you know, every once in a while, my dad. So, you know, I'm aware of what's going on, you know, with the coronavirus and the quarantine and, you know, some of the laws that California is passing for the coronavirus. So,
are you guys mandated to wear masks?
Yes. Yes, we are. Yeah.
Wow. So Amazon, did you choose Amazon? Did they choose you, or how did that come together?
Well, I chose Amazon because they have a self-publishing program called KDP, which is, you know, you can just self-publish on your own. You don't need a company to, you know, help you out with the publishing. So we saw it as more of an easier route.
Awesome. And was it complicated to make that manifest?
No, because you just download your final manuscript onto the thing, and then you have to have the cover a specific, like, regulation size, spine and back, and, you know, the front cover. But other than that, it's pretty easy. You know, I think anyone can do it.
Did you have a specific cover designer to work on your books?
The first one, we had somebody, we had a specific person, but then second book, we had it changed up a little, so we had a different person do the cover design. Yeah, but I sort of sketched it out in, like, the beginning. Like, I would give a little sketch of what I wanted, and then they would sort of replicate that to sort of, like, a more, you know, professional standard.
I see. Yeah, I've done the same thing. I've used various cover designers on my books and things. It pays to shop around sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us about the Amazon thing. See, we can learn something from you. That's what this is all about, is, you know, exchanging information and learning things. What do you have to do to get a book published on Amazon?
Well, so, you know, you got to go through the KDP thing. So, you know, you have to just, it's pretty simple. You know, you just have to type up your manuscript. You have to get someone to review it, or you could review it, like, you know, a bunch of times to make sure there's, you know, not that many errors. Then you upload it to the KDP thing, and then you have to get your cover designed. But there's a specific sort of, like, size requirement that you need for the back, front, and spine of the book. So if you don't meet that, then you have to sort of edit your cover. But if you meet that, then, you know, you just have to submit it, and then they'll print it out by and then you'll get, like, a big box of 100 or so books. And then, you know, that's basically how it works. And, you know, all you need are just a good editor and, you know, a good cover designer. But, you know, it's pretty simple like that. You know?
Pay for this experience, or they pay you after it's done?
Well, I don't know about that one. I have to ask my dad about it because, you know, he's into more of the Amazon stuff because it's based off of his account. So.
I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for example, mine, I had to pay quite a bit of money. I'm also a self-published author. And anywhere from $3 to $1,000, even more, depending on the package that you choose. And I'm not happy with my publishing company, but that's neither here nor there. I'm happy to have you on my show because you're an amazing kid. 14 years old, ladies and gentlemen, that has got it going on. So, yeah, tell us about your books again, where people can get them, and things of that nature.
Okay, so the first one is called Infinity, The Secret of the Diamonds, and the second one is called Infinity, The Rise of the Mandroids. Both are available on Amazon, and the first one is available on Kindle as well.
There you have it.
And
so, go ahead.
Oh, and all the proceeds from the books go to Valley Children's Hospital. So.
That's pretty awesome. Are you going to continue along that path? Your proceeds going towards that charity, or maybe switch up at some point?
Yeah, I think I'm going to continue. giving back to Valley Children's. You know, I look forward to my partnership with them, and I'm going to continue to contribute to their organization.
Yes. You've also got things up on YouTube, correct?
Yes, I do.
How can we find out about that?
Well, you know, just look on my YouTube channel. You know, I have a video of my speech that I gave last summer. And if you want to see additional videos, then you should follow my Instagram at Tejas Mathai, because I've posted a mini series on, you know, a couple of writing tips on how to get better at writing. So, you know, if you want to go check that out, just go follow my at on Instagram. And I also post guitar videos. So, you know, it's a bunch of stuff.
Wow. Yeah, we got a lot going on. So what is your favorite song?
Song. I have a lot of favorite songs, actually. I'm really into, like, you know, rock music and metal and, you know, all those different sort of 70s and 60s and 80s songs. But, you know, my favorite song, one of them has got to be Panama by Van Halen. It's off of their 1984 album. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like rock and roll myself. So what is your favorite color?
Color. I'm going to have to say blue.
Good choice. Good choice. And your favorite meal?
Meal. Like meal or like breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Dinner.
And what would you prefer when you do eat for dinner?
Probably a good burger.
A good burger. Yeah, this is a live interview, ladies and gentlemen, with Tejas Mathai. Infinity series. I mean, this kid's got it going on, and we're just, you know, we're exploring his life, you know, what he's all about, you know, talking about his books, how it all transpired. And this is amazing. I'm totally honored to have this kid on my show. And I'm just, you know, smiling from ear to ear. So you need to get out there and get a copy of these books. Go to Amazon and pick them up because, yeah, I think it's well worth your time and your effort. So wouldn't you say so, Touch?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks.
So what are you going to do, like, next week when you're stuck in school mode? Are you going to set some time aside for your writing career, or are you just going to focus on your school? Or?
Well, you know, school in the first week, it's really not that bad, so I'm probably going to stick with writing in the evenings more, but I'll probably have a little work, so I won't be doing much in the afternoon in terms of writing.
Yeah. You, so Modesto, California. I have a friend of mine.
Yep.
He's from that area, and this show will also be aired in Germany on 108.6 FM. The best music.
Wow.
I have two radio shows.
Oh, wow.
We have about 100,000 listeners. So, pretty sure that'll be good for you and good for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, it's getting about that time. I'm going to have to check out. I highly appreciate you for being on our show. But before you go, plug your information one more time. All your websites where people can get your books.
Okay, so my website is www.tejasmathai.com, and you can follow me at Tejas Mathai on Instagram and on my Facebook. And my books are available on Amazon. The first one is called Infinity, The Secret of the Diamonds, and the second one is called Infinity, The Rise of the Mandroids. And the first book is also available on Kindle.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Also sales Valley Children's Hospital.
That's even better. So with that said, thank you so much for being a guest on Book Talk Radio today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And you enjoy your evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lawrence J. King in the house at Book Talk Radio. I was interviewing Tejas Mathai. He's got books out there from Infinity and beyond, and way beyond. This kid's only 14 years old. Go to Amazon, pick up some copies. You'll be glad you did, because this guy is a good person. he gives back to community hospitals and children's charities and things like that. So, yeah, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lawrence J. King out of the house at Book Talk Radio. Tune in next time when you hear me say Book Talk Radio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.